Well, good morning. How's everybody? Good. You're looking good. You're looking good. We made it through Christmas. How was Christmas? What's up, man? How you doing? Oh, everybody had a good time? Man, I saw many of your pictures. It looked like a wonderful time. I hope that you had a great time celebrating Jesus. And you know, I got to tell you, I didn't get a chance to turn the video around this week, but something happened on Christmas Eve that has never happened when I've been in a Christmas Eve service. We had a baptism in between the Christmas Eve services last weekend, and it's just incredible to think, yeah, amen. Incredible the things God's doing here. And I cannot wait to get in with you today. We're going to do a standalone message. It's a little bit different. I hope that you were able to get one of the annual reports as you came in today. We're going to celebrate what God has been doing and what he's getting ready to do, and it's just an incredible time. And I will say that after today, I don't want to see any of y'all till next year. So there's that. I'm contractually obligated as a dad to say that. You know that, right? I am. Okay, let's pray and we'll get into it. God, thank you so much for today. Thank you for being here and thank you for the chance to celebrate you. God, you are worthy. You are so incredible. You are so faithful. And we're just so grateful that you love us and that you're here with us in this moment. Be with us now as we open up your word. May your spirit fill this place. In Jesus' name, amen. So, y'all remember when we were supposed to learn about technology, right? Like when I was growing up, we took classes, we did all this stuff. But now we don't learn about technology, our technology learns us. Have you noticed this? It's weird, isn't it? Like you'll just be talking about something random, like beef jerky, and then all of a sudden everything in every feed that you get, it'll be beef jerky. And I'm going to say it at least one more time, beef jerky, so that now all of your ads will be about beef jerky. You're very welcome. So it's incredible, right? So everything I own has suggestions for what I would like, what I should do, what I should buy, all this stuff. A few years ago, Amazon suggested that I should buy this game called Exploding Kittens. Now, listen, I don't know what I bought on Amazon that would make them think that I would want a game called Exploding Kittens, but they were right. It is fantastic, and if you ever want to play, let me know. We bought the expansion. It has a human-sized cone of shame, okay? It is incredible. We'll do it. And to my knowledge, don't worry, there were no kittens harmed in the making of this game. I don't know, but it's fantastic, but it's incredible how this all works together, isn't it? And I pretty much only listen to music on Spotify now. Maybe you're like me. And every year they send out this year in review, the Spotify Wrap. I've seen many of yours as we come up to the new year. And, you know, they'll say, here's what you listen to the most. And then they'll say, because you like this, you should try this. Now, there's only one problem with this. If you look at my Spotify suggestions, you will think I have completely lost my mind. And many of you already think that, so it would just confirm. But here's some important things to know. So I usually walk in the morning and pray, and I listen to like ambient sounds. So it's just like random noises, right? And so that happens not every morning, but a lot of mornings. And then I come here and I write for a couple hours a day, and I listen to instrumental piano music while I write. And then, on top of those things, I got three kids, and they always want to listen to music in the car, and we will call their taste in music, how do I say this, interesting. Okay? So my suggestions are a mix of random sounds and Encanto, okay? This is what I get. And don't look at me, I told you it was going to be weird, okay? So it's a fun time, though. It's a great time of year. And I especially like, it's maybe one of the few times I really enjoy social media is the end of the year, because you get those like 9 squares of the most popular photos of the year from everybody's life. So you get to see the highlights of here's all the amazing things that happened in the last year. And it's fun to look back and to reminisce on the good times from the past 365 days. It's good to reminisce. It's also good to look forward, isn't it? I hope that you're looking forward to the new year. And I hope you're looking forward to the new year, not just because you're desperately trying to escape the one that we're in right now. Because every year is filled with ups and downs, isn't it? Every one of them. It's filled with ups and downs, with highs and lows. It's filled with happiness. It's filled with heartbreak. But healthy people are able to look forward and look back. As a matter of fact, healthy people have to look forward and look back. You know why? Because if we only look at the past, if we're only living back here, then we miss the present and we sabotage the future. But if we only look forward, if we only look to the future, we miss the wisdom, the experience, and the joys of the past, and we're doomed to repeat those mistakes of the past again and again and again. And so we find ourselves today on New Year's Eve in a pretty incredible moment where we can look forward into the new year and look back. We need to look both ways. We teach our kids about this, don't we? When they cross the street, you got to look this way, then you got to look that way, then you look left again, don't you? Left, right, then left again. And we teach our kids to do this, but I need you to understand that this is exactly what we need to do as we get ready to enter into a new year. And when we do, when we look forward and look back, we'll see God moving in every bit of it. He was active in our past. He's with us right now in this moment, and he's guiding us into the future. Now, that doesn't mean that the future is going to be problem-free. It's not what I said. Because there will be battles to fight. There will be struggles to overcome. But what God has done in our lives in the past, what he's doing right now, when we look at those things, it will give us the faith and the courage to step into the future with confidence, knowing that we're not walking into it alone, but that he is right there with us every step of the way. And that's not just true for you and I. It's always been true. If you have your Bible with you, go ahead and open it up to 1 Samuel chapter 7. 1 Samuel chapter 7 is where we're going to be today. And if you want to follow along in the YouVersion Bible app, you can do that as well. Just look for the live event tab. Look for Swiss Cove. You can follow along in there. 1 Samuel chapter 7. While you're turning there, allow me to set the scene. In this passage, we're going to see the Israelites. They're getting ready to go into a battle with the Philistines. Now, the Philistines, if you don't know, they're one of the Israelites' arch rivals in the Old Testament. They are always at war. They are constantly fighting. You may remember David and Goliath. Well, Goliath was fighting on behalf of the Philistines. So this is where we are. They're getting ready to go into battle. Let's open up God's word together now in 1 Samuel 7, beginning in verse 10. Here's what it says. While Samuel was sacrificing the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to engage Israel in battle. But that day, the Lord thundered with loud thunder against the Philistines and threw them into such a panic that they were routed before the Israelites. The men of Israel rushed out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines, slaughtering them along the way to a point below Beth-kar. Then Samuel took a stone and set it up between Mizpah and Shin. He named it Ebenezer, saying, "Thus far, the Lord has helped us." So here they are. They're waiting on the edge of a battle. And the fear is palpable, and how could there not be? Because even if they win, there's a lot of people that aren't going home tonight to their wives, to their children. But then God steps in, and he does something incredible. He does something miraculous. He throws the Philistines into a panic, and Israel won a decisive victory that day. The victory was so great and so incredible that Samuel, who was a prophet of God, he erected a monument so that they would never forget what God had done in that moment. And he named the stone, do you remember? He named it Ebenezer, which actually means stone of help. That's what that means, stone of help. And so what did they do? They celebrated, and they should, because the people of God should celebrate the works of God. Amen? Yeah, the people of God should celebrate the works of God. We should celebrate what he's done in the past. We should celebrate what he's doing right now. And by the way, we're supposed to be teaching our children about all of these things, about all the great things that God has done. We're supposed to be pointing out to them in real time the things that God is doing in our lives right now. And this isn't new either. If you want to flip over to Deuteronomy 11, we read this. Love the Lord your God and keep his requirements, his decrees, his laws, and his commands always. Remember today that your children were not the ones who saw and experienced the discipline of the Lord your God. His majesty, his mighty hand, his outstretched arm, the signs he performed, in the things he did in the heart of Egypt, both to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and to his whole country, what he did to the Egyptian army, to its horses and chariots, how he overwhelmed them with the waters of the Red Sea as they were pursuing you, and how the Lord brought lasting ruin on them. It was not your children who saw what he did for you in the wilderness until you arrived at this place, and what he did to Dathan and Abiram, sons of Eliab the Reubenite, when the earth opened its mouth right in the middle of all Israel and swallowed them up with their households, their tents, and every living thing that belonged to them. But it was your own eyes that saw all these great things that the Lord has done. They were supposed to love God, keep his commands, and teach their children about all these things that God had done in their midst, all these things that God had done in their lives. And then just a few verses later, we read this very famous passage. Fix these words of mine in your hearts and minds. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Teach them to your children, talking about them when you sit at home, when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. Now, does anybody know what a phylactery is? Yeah. If you've ever seen somebody wearing a phylactery, that's a little box that Jewish men tie around their forehead. And they wear it during morning prayer because of this passage right here. It's a reminder to keep the law. The heart of the message here in Deuteronomy chapter 11 is to make sure that you keep the faith, but not just you keep the faith. You need to pass that on to your children as well. And why does that matter? Why does it matter? Well, it matters because knowing what God has done in the past and recognizing what he's doing right now gives us confidence and faith to step into the future and follow him wherever he leads. So church, let's ensure that our kids know exactly who God is and exactly what he's done, exactly what he's doing right now. You know, I was thinking about this in regards to what God's been doing here at Swiss Cove over the last year. Have there been struggles? Yeah, you could say that. Absolutely. Have we seen God do incredible things in our midst? 100%. It's been amazing, without a doubt. Let me give you just a glimpse, just a couple of the highlights. You know, we've seen more people come to know Jesus in this past year than we have in the last 5 years combined. Did you know that? God is doing amazing things. We've seen people take next steps of faith almost every single week, whether that's membership, whether that's serving for the first time, whether that's becoming a Christian, whether that's opening up God's word regularly in their lives and reading scripture for themselves. It's amazing. But where there's something else, he's moving in big, big ways here at Swiss Cove. And, you know, I don't even know how to feel about this one, and I wasn't sure I was going to share it with you, but I'll tell you anyway. Did you know we have more people regularly engaged in groups than we have attending Sunday morning services? I don't even know what to think about that, but it's really kind of cool. Like, I'm trying to take it personally. I don't know. It's pretty fantastic. I love, love, love that you're engaged in groups where you can sharpen one another. Don't stop. Don't stop doing that. And a moment ago, I mentioned membership. We've seen more people place their membership here in the last year than we have at any point since I've been here, and I've been here 9 years. We've seen our youth group double in size. We've seen our children's ministry explode. And because of your generosity, we've been privileged to engage in ministry across the globe. We've sent over $65,000 to help spread the gospel to the ends of the earth with our mission partners. And that is incredible. We've seen God miraculously provides for the needs of Swiss Cove right here. I've told you before how God has provided exactly what we needed in exactly the right moment. Because we had multiple air conditioning units go down over the summer. And God was faithful every time. We had to fix the roof in this building multiple times this year. And God was faithful to provide every time. The elevator broke 347 times this year, just so you know. Just so you know. And it's been fun. We had a bunch of trees that needed to be taken care of. We had a hurricane come through. We were able to get that taken care of just a couple of weeks before a hurricane hit. And we haven't even begun to talk about all the new families that have been impacted through the community outreach events because of volunteers and everything that's gone on this year with outreach events like the Egg Hunt, like the Fall Festival, which tripled in size this year. It was like 600 people came through here that night. And then Pictures with Santa, all these things. We've been able to partner with the YMCA of St. Augustine, with Joy FM here locally, to help people experience the joy of Jesus with their families. You should know about these things. You should talk about these things with your friends, with your family, with your children, because God is building his kingdom right here in our midst, and we get to be a part of it. And you know, sometimes we keep waiting for that big moment to arrive. When's it going to come? When's it going to come? But what if I told you that we're living in a big moment and a big movement of God right here and right now? So don't miss it because you're not paying attention. And we should give God glory because he deserves every bit of it. Amen? Amen. 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 You know, but that's just what he's doing right now. In the last 12 months, he's done all of those things. But you know, next year we're going to celebrate 40 years of ministry here at Swiss Cove, which is incredible. And everything that we're able to do now, we're able to do because of the faithfulness of a group of men and women who saw a need in this community. And that, my friends, is incredible. The countless lives that have been changed because of their faithfulness. What a blessing. What a blessing. But even more than that, all that's great. And I'm not trying to downplay any of that, but can we talk about Jesus now? Is that okay? Like, seriously, think about this for a second. Because you and I know good and well that we don't deserve anything that he's done for us, right? We know that. We're sinful people. It's what we're best at, actually. We forsake God every day, and we fall short of what he wants from us. We lie, we cheat. We're lustful, we're arrogant, we don't honor other people. We go on and on about our failures, but you get it. But Jesus came anyway. That's incredible, isn't it? He came anyway. He lived a perfect life, and he gave that life for you and for me on the cross. Why did he do that? Well, he did that so that we could have forgiveness for the sin in our lives, because the punishment for sin was, is, and always will be death. See, it's not a question about, is somebody going to die for your sins? The question is, who's it going to be? Is it going to be you, or is it going to be Jesus? Those are the only options. You understand that? Somebody's going to die for your sins. It'll either be Jesus, or it's going to be you. See, Jesus' death on the cross was substitutionary. It was a substitute death for you and I. He died the death that we deserve, that I deserve. For all those who would make him the Lord of their life, Jesus' death covers your sin and pardons you from spiritual death. Now, there's a lot of miracles that we could talk about today, and God deserves glory for every single one of them. But there's not one that's even remotely close to this, is there? Because this one changes everything. This one impacts not only this life, this one impacts our eternity. And if you want to talk to somebody today about how Jesus' sacrifice on the cross can make a difference in your eternity, come see me before you leave. I would love to talk with you about it. I'll be down here in just a few minutes. I'd love to chat with you about how that impacts your life. If you don't want to come down front or you don't want to talk to me, that's okay. Find somebody that's got a name tag on. That means they're either a staff member here or they're an elder here at the church. We'd love to walk with you through this. And if you're not physically present with us right now, but you are with us on the stream or on the podcast a little bit later, email us at hello@swisscovechristian.com. hello@swisscovechristian.com. I pray that you will. Pray that you will. And you know, every week we gather around the Lord's table to take the Lord's Supper or communion together. Why do we do that? Well, we do that so we'll never forget the sacrifice that we're just talking about, the sacrifice that Jesus made for us. This is a little bit like our own Ebenezer Stone, isn't it? We do that each week so that we'll never forget what Jesus has done. when we partake in the bread that represents the body of Christ, when we take the cup, the juice that represents Jesus' blood, what are we doing? We're proclaiming his death until he comes again. We're proclaiming the sacrifice that Jesus made to the world. We teach our kids about it, and we will never forget it. So here in just a moment, we're going to do this together, but today I want to do it just a little bit differently than we normally do, if you'll allow me to do that. I'm going to pray for us, and in a moment we're going to move, but I want you to just hold your emblems, and we're going to take these together today as we remember what Jesus has done, as we think about what he's doing, and as we thank him in advance for what he's going to do. Church, I don't know about you, but I'm excited about 2024. I'm excited about the future, not because we're great, but because Jesus is. Because he's with us. He's been with us in the past. He's with us right now. He's working big ways in our lives. And I cannot wait to see what he's done or what he's going to do next. So in just a moment, I'm going to ask you to stand and we'll pray together. And we'll take the Lord's Supper as one. Let's stand together. Father God, thank you so much for today. Thank you for being with us. Thank you that you love us. Thank you for the chance to gather and celebrate what you're doing here in this place, in each of our lives individually and corporately. And God, right now, help us to focus in on Jesus, on his sacrifice, the sacrifice that he made for us, knowing we could never earn it, knowing that we don't deserve it. God, help us to lock in and focus on him. We're just so grateful. We love you so much, Father. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' precious name, amen.